Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. I am so glad you took time out of your busy schedules to listen to our show. It's Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And if it's 9 a.m. on a Monday, again, you are taking time out of your schedule to listen, or if it's a 7 p.m. on a Saturday, great. You know, again, you're listening to us. But what we really are liking is the opportunity now to bring you this show via about a dozen podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple something or other. I don't know all of these things. I just sit in front of the microphone and babble for almost an hour. But I get to give a shout out to Mary's Choice, a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City, which is so supportive of everything we do here, and their support enables us to be on podcasting platforms. So perhaps you are listening at your convenience, and we are so glad. And it's such a treat to come into your homes or wherever you might be, maybe you're in the car, and share all the information that we have here at the station that we think you should know. Again, if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know the show is pretty much about me. It is a public affairs program, so I just bring on my friends to talk about things that I think are interesting. And so in the studio with me, I have a longtime friend, Mary Lair, and she's going to talk about how important it is to pray for our country. And isn't that the truth? So welcome to the studio, Mary.
Thank you, Joanne. I'm so glad you found us interesting.
Oh, yes. We're both very interesting. And today we look good and younger, thinner, all that good stuff. So, Mary, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Because I'm sure they're thinking, well, pray for our country. What's that about? But tell them first about you.
Okay. So I was born in this area. I was born in Salix. Went to school at St. Joe in Salix. So I went to the Catholic schools there. Then went into Helan. So I'm, you know, a graduate of Helan High School.
Go Crusaders.
Woohoo. the clap, right?
Right. Yes.
USA, DERS. Let's go.
Let's go.
And so then I got married. Well, I went to Mont Marty for a couple of years, and then I got married, moved out of town, and didn't really come back until, oh, I don't know, 20-some years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, got married. I have six kids and now six grandchildren.
Lovely. They're the best.
Yeah, they're fun. They're still very little, but they're still...
They're still fun.
They're still littles. Littles, so... then, let's see, so I was a stay-at-home mom and totally enjoyed that. And then when my youngest started going back to school, I entered in to be a preschool teacher, and that went on for like 10 years. And then I just kind of felt a calling to enter into church ministry. And so I started that at Nativity. And 7 years later, I'm still doing that.
Okay.
And have learned a lot, and right now I'm at Sacred Heart Church in Sioux City.
Okay, and you have a title at Sacred Heart in Sioux City?
Yeah, I'm the Director of Faith Formation over there.
Okay, excellent. And what motivated you to kind of segue into something like that? Did you have an epiphany like St. Paul knocked off the horse, or,
kind
you
of.
Know? I think it's interesting, you
kind
know, how
of.
People segue into things.
I really actually did.
Listeners, I didn't know that. I just asked. So
I really did. It was just something that I saw, and I saw that God wanted me to work with children. Mm-hmm. And I really felt that he gave me the gift to be able to see children through his eyes. And when you start experiencing that, you just want to keep doing that. And so that's what ended up happening. And so that's really where I enjoy being, is working with kids.
Okay.
And but also it's moved into working with adults, and I really, really like that too.
Okay.
Because I can see where that I can serve in that area.
Okay. Well, and the reason I have you in the studio is to talk about an undertaking that is called Pray for Our Country.
Right.
And tell the listeners a little bit about how you became aware of these are yard signs that you put in your yard. It says, pray yes. for our country, mm-hmm. and how you became aware of this.
Well, I kind of looked out there, and I would talk to my husband, and I saw that there was a lot of divisiveness. And how do you break down that divisiveness? Even within Christians or Catholics. And I thought, you know, the only way you can really do that is if you enter in prayer. I mean, to me, that breaks down all the barriers. Mm-hmm. Because then you're saying, not my will be done, but you're saying God's will be done. So I was talking to my sister who lives in Manhattan, Montana. Oh. And we were talking about that. When we get on the phone, we talk for hours. But I was talking to her about that. She was feeling the same thing, you know, like almost like we needed a rally or something to pull us together with the divisions. And then she mentioned to me that her daughter had created a sign, and she had designed a sign. And I said, well, that's, I want to see it because that sounds perfect. And so she sent it over. My husband did a little tweaking, and we just decided to order the signs and put them out. At that time, I was at Mater Dei, and they decided they would sponsor that. And so it was amazing, the response that we got, because all of a sudden you would see them all over the place, and not just in town. I mean, we would go out traveling, and we would see them on roadsides out in the country.
And they would be the exact same
sign? It was our signs, yeah. They had picked them up and put them out there.
So how does one go from just looking at a PDF of a sign, and then God bless your husband for tweaking it a little bit, then how do you do the next step? Because I wouldn't even know where to go or who to turn to. You know, I got this idea for a sign. I think it's a great idea. But how do you implement it? You know, who does this kind of stuff?
Well, we just went out there and started researching to see where we could get a good price sign. And we found this company and ordered them. And it was really simple, actually.
How did you know how many to order?
Boy, that's always a risk,
isn't yeah.
it? You always, anytime in church ministry, you're always going blind.
Yes.
Aren't
that's
you?
That's so true.
It is. You just never know. And so we just started out. I think we started out at 100, I think. And those went, and you could kind of see, you could see that people had, they felt the same, you know, we were connecting somehow. And like I said, the next thing you know, oh, and this was an interesting thing right at the time when I was needing to go out and kind of market the signs. And I felt like we were going to have to probably go door to door at first. Out of nowhere, some Briarcliff students were looking for volunteer hours. So they happened to kind of walk in the door at that time. And I said, boy, do I have a job for you. You know, they're young. They don't have any inhibitions. So they were more than willing to go door to door. So we headed down Lincoln Way and right around in that area by Nativity. And just about every place we stopped was willing and wanted to put a sign in their yard.
And this would have been about the time of the elections?
It was. Yep. It was right before the election.
Okay. And this was 2 years ago then, give
yes.
or take?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes sense because, like you said earlier, nothing seems to be more divisive right now or even back then or even go back even farther.
Right.
Politics
always.
Really seems to be a lightning rod to,
right.
to shove people one way or the other. So what were the people saying that they were willing to do this? Because a yard sign, and this is what it is. Listeners, you can go to our website. We'll have a picture of the yard sign. What were they saying that they said, yeah, I think I'd like to do this?
You know, there. I don't know if there was so much conversation. I think their sign said what they wanted. And the fact that, and I'm kind of fast forwarding a little bit here, but the fact that those signs are still out there, said something to my husband and I as we're going into, you know, elections again, and that people didn't stop feeling that way. Because usually you pull a sign.
Usually you do.
You do, and they didn't. I mean, you can still see them out there in the country, and it still amazes me. And we always, when my husband and I are driving in the car, we always go, let's pray for our countryside. Which is exciting because the idea of it is that every time we're hoping, this is what we're hoping happens, that every time someone passes that sign that they will say a prayer for the country. You know?
Absolutely.
So
is there a cost associated with the sign then?
Yes. So this time we are selling them for cost. So we're just charging $5 per sign.
Okay.
And I can tell you that they last for 2 years. They're still out there. So it's a good quality sign.
And because this is radio, and like I said, we will have on our website pictures of the sign. But because this is radio, kind of tell the listeners what the sign looks like.
So it's vibrant. It's red, white, and blue because it's praying for our country. And it just has the words on there, pray for our country. So it's white, you know, the white words on there. So it's very prominent, and you can really see it for when people pass by.
Okay. Well, listeners, if you listen to the program, you do know that we take a short break to give a shout out to our supporters and our underwriters, and we do some public service announcements, and that's what we're going to do right now. But please stay tuned because we will be right back. Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you stay tuned. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host of Faith in Action, and that's the program you're listening to. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, you know my guest in the studio is Mary Lair, and she's Director of Faith Formation at Sacred Heart Parish in Sioux City, Iowa. But I have her in the studio to talk about the importance of prayer for our country and these yard signs that somehow she and her husband developed and produced and distributed with the help of Briarcliff graduates. So I guess if I was a listener, and I am, I would wonder how I could get a hold of a sign because I like the idea.
Right. So we decided that they could go to my husband's business and pick it up, and I can give you that address if you need it.
Okay.
It's Office Furniture Options, and it's at 1803 4th Street.
Okay.
And you can go in there and just talk to Mark, and he will get you a sign. And we also will be handing out bumper stickers.
Ooh.
So you can be promoting that around the city as you're driving and have a yard sign also. So we decided to sell them at cost at $5.
Okay, so that's one way to do it.
Right.
Do you have an inventory at your home, too?
Just we do.
Okay. I thought you might.
Some in my car.
So you're just driving around, and you're at the grocery store, and somebody walks by and sees that you have these signs in the car.
Right.
And says, can I have a sign?
As a matter of fact.
Yes, you can. So do you find it astonishing or just a shrug of the shoulders that people want to pray for our country?
Well, it was nice to know that that we weren't alone in that feeling, that there were definitely people out there that wanted to pray for the country. And that's where they found that the solution was going to be. And I found that hopeful, I guess.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the signs are still out there, I find that even more hopeful.
And the shelf life on the signs, couple years, three years?
Boy, I'll tell you, they're not fading. They are keeping the sign makers did a good job.
Yeah, you know, this is Iowa or Nebraska or South Dakota, depending on where you're listening from. And our weather is kind of a whoa, you know, because it can get so incredibly hot.
Right.
And then it can get so incredibly cold. And then, of course, we have the rain and the snow and the sleet and the wind and the dark of night and all that stuff. And the signs are still there. And this airs, of course, just before the election, which a lot of people are praying, you know, that people are responsible citizens and they do their civic duty to vote. And we do encourage you to do that, you know, for your candidate. But prayer is also very important. And I think that's maybe why the signs resonate with people so much.
Right.
Because you had mentioned in the last segment the divisiveness. And how do we set that to one side?
Well, right. And I think we have to say to ourselves, there's just certain things that are happening in our world is a bit over our pay grade. Right.
Right.
And that we should be looking up and asking for help from God to guide us and direct us. So we should always be doing that. And we should always be looking up.
Yep. And has anybody come up with a story in which they say, you know, what prayer I use when I pray for my country? Or are they just kind of, dear God, help us?
They must be. But, you know, that's kind of the neatness about it is because everybody is doing it probably differently. Like if we came together and tried to unite, we may not be able to do that. But in prayer, we can do it. God accepts everyone where they're at. So,
absolutely. And again, you have them in your car as you drive around, which is handy in case everybody sees Mary at the grocery store. But I want to again tell the listeners where they can get those, because you mentioned it earlier, but at that moment they might not have had a piece of paper, a pencil, right, or their phone, and stuff like that. So
it's at my husband's work. It's Office Furniture Options.
And that is in Sioux City, folks.
It is, yes. It's 1803 4th Street.
Okay, and that's just downtown Sioux City,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's another question, because a lot of times people are listening, and what do they have next to them? Their cell phones. If they have questions or concerns or something else they want to ask you, is what might be a good phone number to call if they have questions? Oh, and that's another question I have, is Tom's hours of operation. So I'm not going because I just closed up the bar at 1:30, last call.
I would say if you want to get a sign, I would go from 9 to 2.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As he should take Saturday and Sunday off to do stuff with
that's
you.
That's right.
And the 6 children and the 6 grandchildren. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Right, right.
Okay. And how about a phone number? Is there a good phone number?
I would probably say, that's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know if that's, I think it would probably be best if you went in to the Office Furniture Options, and then we'll kind of go from there if you had any questions.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. So what's been the best part of doing this for you personally?
I think it makes me feel hopeful. And it also, sometimes we feel like we can't make a difference, you know, that, you know, how do we get into all these real heavy issues? And well, that's where you go, is you go to God, then you get above it all. And I think you can make a difference there. I really, really do.
Okay. And how about how you convinced Tom to be a part of all of this?
My husband, Mark.
Mark, sorry.
Mark. Well, he works with Tom.
Oh,
so you're right.
See, there we go. I knew there was a connection someplace. How
so
did you convince?
Good.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Mark, I mean, because sometimes, honestly, husbands don't get on board.
Oh, gosh. Mark and I, the conversations that we have when it comes to our country and things that are happening in the church, that's just ongoing for us. So that was not a problem at all. He was just on board and supported it 100% and still does.
Well, yeah, because he's got them. He's got an inventory.
That's right.
On them.
That's right.
So you do have them on hand.
Yes, we do.
Okay, very good. And then always when you're doing something like this, there are challenges, I think, associated with any project we undertake.
Right.
And what might you say are the challenges in getting these yard signs kind of throughout the communities in our tri-state area?
Well, I think just letting people know they're there. You know, they may see them in a yard and not know how to get them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. If I saw it, I don't know if I'd be bold enough to pull
That's
up
right.
into the driveway and knock on the door and say, where did
right.
you get the sign?
Yes. Okay. You guys are awesome because you're helping get the word out.
Well, yeah. And it was brought to my attention by another friend who said, right. you know, you really need to communicate this because it's very interesting. And I think your listeners would be interested
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, I hope so, because, wouldn't it be neat if God looks down on Sioux City and, you know, and all the prayers are coming up? Why is that? Because we're all praying for our country.
Well, yeah, and it does kind of force us, you know, because we see it and we think to ourselves, well, I got this sign. I might as well pray for our country while I'm at
it. We had someone from Texas. I remember when we last put them out, someone from Texas wanted to do it. And so we sent them the graphic so they could print their own signs so they could do it there. Because the whole thing is that wouldn't it be wonderful if we could spread it throughout the country? And so we're either a little early or a little late for this election, or we're a little early for the 2020, you know, to the next one coming up. So,
well, we pace ourselves. And I'm curious, have you had the conversation with your sister to tell her how it's been fairly successful here,
well,
thanks to her daughter?
Yeah, yes. And she did it in Manhattan, Montana, and the town she's in, they were all over the place there, too.
Very good.
If we could get the word out, I think they really would. They would go to town.
And this is one way we're going to do it.
That's right.
You know, our listeners are going to know about it.
Awesome.
They'll see the pictures on the website.
Perfect.
And
that's great.
They'll be storming Mark's office going, I want my sign.
That's right.
I want two signs.
There you go.
I want three.
I love it.
Can I get more than one?
Yes.
I can. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not limited to one.
No. Okay. You're not.
Because then I might be driving around with signs in my cars too.
There you go.
Excellent. Well, listeners, again, this is time to take a short break. We are so glad that you set your dials to 88.1 FM. And this show, Faith in Action, I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And we would like you to stay tuned because we will be right back. Well, hello again, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. Hey, we are so glad you are joining us. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, it was just a delight to have Mary Lair come in here and talk about the yard signs and the pray for our country. And she made such a great point about how important it is to pray for our country, and the whole divisiveness and kind of a lot of anger that's going on. And we don't want that. You know, we want to all be one family with our Lord. And the yard signs help, you know, just that moment when you read, pray for our country, maybe say a quick prayer. So kind of continuing on in that same venue is on the phone with me is Tom Chapman. And he is the executive director of the Iowa Catholic Conference. And he and I are going to talk a little bit about, well, faithful citizenship, which kind of goes hand in hand with praying for our country. Is one of the things we want you to do is also be a good citizen. And we are coming up on the midterm elections, although, quite honestly, this show could air at any time because there's always voting that goes on in our communities. But the whole idea of, you know, not only are we citizens of the community of God, but we're citizens of the United States. So, as I have often referenced in this show, it is a lot about me, and I just bring all my friends on to talk about interesting things. And Tom Chapman and I go way back. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
Hey, thank you, Joanne. You bet.
Hey, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and that might enlighten them as to how it is we both know each other.
Well, sure. You know, I grew up in Northwest Iowa and participated at St. Mary's in Spirit Lake and went to the high school and school there. So I've been a Northwest Iowa person until about 30 years ago, and I started working for the Catholic Church in Iowa. I worked for the Diocese of Des Moines in communications and edited the Catholic newspaper, you know, for several years here in the Diocese of Des Moines, where we live. But for the last 16 years, I've been working for the Iowa Catholic Conference. And we do the public policy work for the four Catholic bishops of Iowa. So during the legislative session, I'm up there pretty much every day, you know, working on the things that the bishops are interested in terms of political choices.
And maybe you could remind listeners the names of the four bishops of Iowa.
You bet. There's Archbishop Michael Jacobs in Dubuque, Bishop Thomas Sinkula in Davenport, Bishop William Johnson in Des Moines, and of course, Bishop Walker Nicholas in Sioux City.
And with these midterm elections coming up, oh my gosh, they're just right around the corner. But again, this program could air just about any time. The bishops of the state and the Iowa Catholic Conference are encouraging parishioners to become well-informed on the issues. Well, that makes sense, before heading to the polls. So maybe, Tom, explain to the listeners what it is that the bishops are hoping to accomplish with faithful citizenship.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think the bishops look at it as their responsibility to help inform Catholics about political choices. So we as lay Catholics can go out into the world and vote and work in the political arena. But it's important to get good information on that and understand what's important and understand our first principles. And so I think the things that the bishops are really trying to get across this year is help educate people on the dignity of the human person. You know, that principle is that every person is created in the image and likeness of God, and they should be protected. And then also talk about the common good, which means that, you know, we all have individual charity that we need to do, but we also need to work as a community and encourage the government to help everyone access the necessities, you know, of a dignified life, you know, help everyone thrive. And so those are kind of the priorities that the bishops are trying to get across. And, you know, one way to do that is to learn more about the issues and what's important, and then bring that as a part of your prayer life.
Absolutely. And I love the whole idea of, with this document, we're kind of forming consciences to vote in light of our faith. I think that's a real powerful aspect of it.
Well, I think it is, because the bishops here in Iowa have been very clear. I mean, they're not telling people how to vote. They do not endorse or oppose candidates or political parties, but they do want to get across the Catholic faith and have people reflect on that in their prayer life and decide, you know, very deliberately about how they want to get active in the political process, what issues they're going to work on, and in fact, what people they're going to vote for. And so, you know, if we're paying attention to Scripture, I think that will tell us a lot of what we need to do. But we also need to pay attention to what the current issues are around us.
And I think it's interesting that, you know, as we talk about this faithful citizenship document, which is now, I think, distributed.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
An election day this year, November 8th, right, Tuesday. And so I believe most of our parishes in the state of Iowa, and then it's also available online. And you guys have a website. And what is that website for the listeners?
Well, certainly I encourage people to visit our website at iowacatholicconference.org. It's all one word, you know, all spelled out, iowacatholicconference.org. And the first thing you'll see today is faithful citizenship. And if you click on that, you're going to see several other things. You'll see a flyer that has been sent to every parish, and parishes are asked to distribute that. It's also available for you to download and take a look at. And then right now, you're going to see a couple videos from Iowa bishops who are talking about various aspects of faithful citizenship. And so we'll see more coming later this fall, but right now we have Archbishop Jacobs has a YouTube video links there about voting and making those decisions. And then just, you know, yesterday we uploaded Bishop Nicholas's video that really encourages a better kind of politics, you know, based on the common good. And by better kind of politics, we're trying to say, you know, we need to be clear about what we're about, but we need to be compassionate towards one another in our rhetoric and be civilized about it, but be clear. And so Bishop Nicholas talks about that as well.
And I think it's a great pairing with Mary Lair and her yard signs, you know, encouraging people to pray for our country. But we almost must be prayerful in what we are discerning as to where that vote goes. And I think it's really interesting to talk about, you know, informed Catholics. And yes, it's important to be informed, but I think it's also important to be proactive and maybe talk to the candidates about some of their views. And I kind of picked up on that a little bit in this faithful citizenship document, Tom. Am I on base with that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things we would really like people to do is, particularly at the state legislative level, is contact their candidates and ask them about what's important, you know. And on our Faithful Citizenship flyer, we do have several questions and points that people could use to talk to candidates. You know, do candidates support protecting human life in all stages? Do they support enhancing support for new mothers and children? Do they support giving the needs of the poor and vulnerable special consideration? You know, do they support helping parents send their children to a non-public school? You know, this, we're not in such a big area that we can't contact our candidates. You know, most of them are very accessible. You know, they will respond to an email. If you want to get together with two or three friends and maybe meet them for coffee, most of them would be very open to that. And, you know, what would happen, you know, in our state if every Catholic looked at these questions on the flyer and started asking them of candidates? I mean, it would be an amazing impact on what people would be interested in at the legislature.
Yeah, I would agree with you because, again, I think that is being the grassroots efforts, is absolutely being proactive and reaching out to the candidates so they know what people are thinking and what they're interested in and what they're committed to. Because if we don't speak up, they don't know.
Right. And the truth is, you know, people would be shocked to find out how little contact that constituents make with state legislators. On a few issues, they get quite a few emails, but on a lot of things, they hear very little from their constituents, shockingly little. And I think if you were in a district in Plymouth County, let's say, and five of your friends sent an email to a legislator on a particular subject, that's enough to get their attention. Believe me, you know, it doesn't take that many people organized to get their opinion out there. And so we certainly encourage people, you know, when you go to our website, there's a button right at the very top right where you can sign up for our newsletter, and which means that during the legislative session, you'll get a weekly update from us on what the bishops are working on at the Capitol and how you can engage your legislators. So we'd love to get more people signed up for those updates as well.
Well, and that just kind of continues with what we're talking about, and that is an informed citizenry. And you can't be informed unless you are getting information. And yeah, I get your weekly or your updates, and I love them because, again, I'm informed. And it kind of goes back to, you mentioned, you know, that if you can just get five people to email a legislator or call them and maybe leave a message, it takes me back to the good old days of in school, you know, where they said, if one person thinks a certain way and says something, that you can almost be guaranteed that 10 other people feel the exact same way. So if you translate that to five individuals calling and saying, you know, I'm really concerned about, you know, the dignity of the human person, bingo, that should be 50 people then that are concerned about the dignity of the human person. And that is a great point you made, Tom, about the impact that that has on a candidate or someone who is in the legislature to hear that from a constituency.
Well, I think it's important for us to build those relationships with people who represent us. You know, legislators work for you. You know, you don't work for them. Legislators work for you. And there's nothing wrong with contacting them. And, you know, you don't want to be a pest or anything, but you certainly can contact them regularly, have that dialogue. And even if you don't agree on a particular issue, you're building a relationship. And then you can keep building that relationship on other issues where you might be more in agreement. And I think legislators welcome that. The great majority of legislators get into the business, you know, to help people. They want to help people. They want to have those relationships with others. And so I certainly, that's really a priority, you know, for me, is to try to get across to people. You should be contacting your legislators regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's going on right now as we approach Election Day, November 8th, is that this is now when we seem to get excited about or interested a little bit more about the legislative issues and the candidates, because it's election season. And so to me, it makes total sense for the bishops to step up to the plate and create, with your help, this faithful citizenship document so that people, you know and it's so important to reinforce all those key principles of Catholic social teaching and how people should, Catholics should approach voting, just absolutely critical. And yeah, I mean, we should be concerned throughout the whole year, but election time is when you really need to be paying attention. I would think that would just make sense.
Well, the time we try to step it up, you know, during election season makes sense in that candidates are listening now. You know, every candidate running for office is listening, and they are paying a great deal of attention to what people are saying in their districts. Once they go to Des Moines, you know, for the legislative session, it is very busy for them, and they have a lot of meetings and things are going on. But right now, they're home in their districts and they're paying attention. So now is a good time for people to get involved,
and not just involved with the state stuff, which is really important. I mean, let's face it, we are more interested in what's going on in our community or in our state. And again, we have listeners in Southeast South Dakota and Northeast Nebraska, and we encourage them also to check out both those states have Catholic conferences. I think I'm right on that.
Absolutely right. Yep, so, both states have Catholic conferences, and they welcome your input.
Yeah, so listeners in, you know, Southeast South Dakota and Northeast Nebraska, all you got to do is Google, you know, Catholic conference in my state, and boom, up it'll come. And then that will help them also to discern, you know, what their responsibilities are as voters. And how about, though, at the federal level? I mean, obviously, it's the Iowa Catholic Conference, so you're going to focus on issues based here in the state of Iowa. But would you say that also the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops might be doing some things as well to help us?
Well, absolutely. And it does bring up that idea of subsidiarity, which is a very important principle in Catholic social teaching, where, you know, you first try to solve problems at the lowest level, you know, possible. So when people call me and say, well, we need and it does happen, you know, we need this law on X, Y, or Z, you know, for the state of Iowa. You know, my question usually is first, you know, what are you doing in your neighborhood about this? You know, what is your parish doing about this? And so that's important at the local level, then things at the state level, and then there's other things that make sense to address, you know, at the federal level. And certainly the Conference of Catholic Bishops nationwide, you know, based in Washington, D.C., they have a faithful citizenship document. And also, they put out a lot of resources on Catholic social teaching and all of that. That's really important to take a look at, and very high-quality materials and videos. And so to access that, all you have to do is go to faithfulcitizenship.org. And then you can kind of see what the bishops at the national level are doing, because they have, a lot of good resources that are very applicable nationwide, and those principles are applicable for all of us.
Yeah, that would just make sense. I mean, this country is based on an educated citizenry. And so the more that you can go and at your convenience, oh my gosh, Tom, remember in the good old days, you know, we had to wait for newspapers to come out with the candidates forum stuff, or God bless the League of Women Voters would have, you know, some live event, but that was kind of hit and miss. And now, you know, at the end of the day, you could sit at your computer, light up a cigarette, have a bonbon, and access these things and download them at your convenience. And yeah, there's a lot of challenges with the internet, and there's a lot of stuff out there that's misinformation. But when you've got these kinds of resources available, listeners, you know, it just makes sense to access them so that you can be an informed citizen as well.
Yeah, it's so easy to find out where people are at and what they're talking about today. You know, the only thing that I caution people is we kind of need to get outside of our bubble, our social media bubble, because a lot of us, and I include myself in this, you know, there are certain sources that I like to read, and I only read things that I agree with or make me mad. Now, I'm exaggerating, you know, but we need to look outside of that bubble to see what other people are saying and what perspectives they're bringing, because sometimes, you know, we're certainly not getting the whole story. And this is definitely true, you know, with all due respect to the political parties, you know, their talking points are at best incomplete. And so we need to go farther than that. And I think, you know, obviously, if you pay attention to what the bishops are saying and their resources, I think you can believe in that, and that's solid. There's a lot of other sources as well that are great that the church has, you know, between the Compendium of the Social Doctrine of the Church, you know, that book and website, Catechism of the Catholic Church, Scripture, you know, those are all good sources of information.
Yeah, and boy, do I agree with you 1,000% is I am a news junkie. I admit it here. I'm a news junkie. My name is Joanne Fox. Yeah. I love to go to all kinds of different sources. And like you said, some of them I'm going, yes, yes, yay. And some of them I'm getting so angry. And
yeah.
Again,
yep.
It kind of goes back to, you know, what Mary Lair said at the top of this hour is the polarization and has just become more and more evident. So it's kind of, and I hate to use the terms Democrats and Republicans, but Democrats want one thing, and no matter what that is, if you happen to be a Republican, then you oppose it.
Right.
The whole idea of civil discourse seems to have fallen by the wayside. And, of course, that's probably a whole sociological thing for a completely different show. But honestly, it seems to have become more and more exacerbated as more and more people get on the internet with their information or misinformation. And I bet you probably see that as well, Tom, in your office.
Well, it's definitely gotten worse, even over the, you know, 16 years or so that I've been doing this work at the Capitol. The polarization has gotten worse. I think it's in part because of the money in politics, and it encourages people to take extreme positions. The actual people themselves, you know, I'm not even sure they're more polarized. It's just kind of the messaging that is coming from them, you know. But if you can get a few people from both parties sitting in the same room, sometimes good things can happen. And one of the things I do when I do these presentations, you know, in front of Catholics, of course, is I encourage Catholics to set aside their party identity for just a little bit and look at these things together as members of the body of Christ. You know, we're all members of the body of Christ, and we need to look at these principles from a Catholic perspective. And what I find is really the principles themselves are not the argument. I mean, 95% of Catholics agree on the principles of human life and dignity and the common good and solidarity with one another. It's how you apply them in a particular, you know, political situation where the big fights come, you know, and people have to, you know, take these things to their prayer life and be discerning about how they get involved. But I am hopeful that over time, you know, with some of these issues, and we've seen abortion be a big issue, and that's come back, you know, to the legislatures and Congress because of the Supreme Court decisions. I think over time, we may find a little relief on that issue as things settle out. I don't think we're ever going to find relief on, you know, our principles, which are every person is created in the image and likeness of God, and there will always be tension there. But I think politically some of this polarization may abate, you know, over the next few years, but I could be totally wrong, but that's how I look at it.
Oh, let's be hopeful, Tom.
Yeah, I always am. I'm an optimistic person as it is, so why not?
I am guardedly optimistic. How's that?
that's probably fair, very fair.
Well, and again, I want to remind the listeners, if you want more information, you can go to iowacatholicconference.org, or I love the faithfulcitizenship.org. Great places to look at these issues, you know, the dignity of the human person, the common good, the solidarity. I mean, they are there. Now, I must congratulate you, Tom, for the text alerts that are now available.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really cool. I mean, who doesn't like a good text message on their phone from somebody who shares kind of a likeness in the belief of, you know, the faithful making good
right.
decisions. So maybe you could tell the listeners about the text alerts.
Yeah, we only do that a few times a year, but we do it when it's important, you know. And so if people want to get a pencil or pen and write down a number, because what you can do is you can just text the word, one word, Iowa Catholic, to 50457 on your phone, and that will put you through to our text alerts. And so all you need to do is text one word, Iowa Catholic, and text that to the number 50457, and that'll put you on our text alert list, and you'll receive those from us on an occasional basis.
Excellent. So, as listeners know, that kind of brings us to the end of another edition of Faith in Action. And I want to thank so much my guests, Mary Lair, who talked about the signs. And I want to remind you, those signs are available at Office Furniture Options here in Sioux City. They are located at 1803 4th Street. And Mary was also kind enough to give us here at Catholic Radio about 20 signs. They're just $5 a piece. And, you know, if you want one, come on down. We're open, oh, like 8 to 4 or so. And then Office Furniture Options, I think it was 9 to 2 that Mary said. And then I want to remind you again about the faithfulcitizenship.org and iowacatholicconference.org. And then, of course, you can click on get the newsletter at iowacatholicconference.org. So many things. It's just great to have you on the radio, Tom. You know, we go way back. We collaborated on stories as journalists for a long time. And so to still have you in my life is a real joy. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to enlighten the listeners about the Faithful Citizenship Document and all the good things that the Iowa Catholic Conference is doing.
Well, you're welcome, Joanne. It's great to talk to you, and thanks for what you do.
Ah, bless you. So again, listeners, that wraps it all up. I want to give a shout out to Mary's Choice, a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City, Iowa, that is the sponsor for our show. And on behalf of my executive producer, Ann Reed, I want to remind you a faithful reaction is good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening. If you're listening on Monday at 9 a.m. or Saturday at 7 p.m. or on one of a dozen podcasting platforms, we are grateful. God bless.